Hey, it's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And we bring in Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com, author of multiple books, including Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Good morning.
Good morning.
So
it's a good morning. I think I'm excited about the weather getting warmer, I guess.
So. Uh-huh. Absolutely. No question about that. And it's kind of different, though. You know, think about it. So many people have been working from home. When you talk about Memorial Day, it's like, you know, people certainly extra time at home, or maybe typically in Eau Claire, it's a well-crowded parade and just so many activities that you're usually used to not happening, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of difference.
Although you like to get on your grill. You like to cook.
Yeah.
And so
I've been doing a lot of that, actually, since all of this started. So that, I guess, is a positive.
You were talking about, I was thinking, some lingering thoughts from yesterday. One of the things you said was, citing a Larry Crabb comment that is in Men and Women, that I know I have highlighted and underlined, and that where he said, and we've talked about this in the past, everybody's wounded and everybody's self-centered, and we have to decide which is our bigger problem. And you can spend a lifetime on that. That's just, there's this classic crap. There's just so much there.
Yeah. It's one of those quotes, I think, that just kind of resurfaces and resurfaces. And there's a, at least for me, and I think for you as well, you're right. I mean, it kind of comes back to that. Okay, how do I wrestle with this and make sense of what is, I mean, because we all have all been wounded, but we are also all self-centered. What does it look like to try and make sense of that in our life?
Yeah, I mean, my dad left in 2006. I mean, he died of cancer at age 67, and I loved him. But I mean, he was an alcoholic, and in his last year, he was more sober. But it was messy and complicated, and there are wounds that many years later, I know I'm still healing from, and yet at the same time, I feel like that comment from Crabb, everybody's wounded and everybody's self-centered, we have to decide which is our biggest problem. And he would say, and you and I would agree, like, well, my biggest problem is my self-centeredness as it pertains to, I think what he's getting at with that comment is, it's not how people have, as bad as people have loved you, your biggest problem is how poorly you've loved others, would be the way I'd rephrase that. Would you agree?
I think that's spot on. I think that's exactly what Larry is communicating in that. Yep.
And I got to tell you, even a year ago, you and I were in Houston about this time celebrating the release of a book you put together, Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb. And a month after that, I was in North Carolina at his School of Spiritual Direction. And I think I was still, even in my mid-50s, I was still, and it's humbling to admit this, I was still very much in the wounded state, because he had, you know, because you've done the SSD, he has you go into these small groups, and I mean, I had tears there still over stuff related, you know, and it feels like you should be further than this now.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that?
I think we all run into that. I think, in fact, I was just journaling about that this morning, the notion that I should be further along than what I am, and forgetting that this is a process we're in.
And so it's not just that, but then it moves over to, as you talked about yesterday's commentary was about, I think Christians have forgotten what it means to be Christian. And you took us to John 13, 34 and 35 about love. Jesus said, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. And I'm just wondering, like, I see, you know, Mike Pence classically says, he says, I'm a Christian first, a conservative second, a Republican third. But it seems like when you see other brothers and sisters in the Lord who say their behavior, it seems to me, seems to say, they almost roar like, I'm a, you know, their activities serve that my conservatism or my political opinions are way louder than the Christian love part about love is patient, love is kind. How do you deal with that?
Well, that's the question, is how do I deal with that in myself or in others?
Yeah.
I think historically I would have been probably shouting in the same way that others are.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I think there's also a need to kind of gently and consistently point back to how Jesus called us to live. asking people what's primarily forming your identity, because the brash, loud voices that we're hearing don't seem consistent with the Jesus I read about in the Gospels.
Right. So, and I wanted to get that, you're right. I mean, and it's in, you see it in others, but I agree with the G.K. Chesterton, what's the biggest problem in the world? I am. I mean, I always go back to that. But you
Absolutely.
And I, we both, you know, we talked recently about whether our five favorite Christian books, and it's prone to change, but I know one of mine was Messy Spirituality by Mike Iaconelli, and one of your, I think it was your top book of the year a couple of years ago, was Imperfect Disciple, right?
Yeah, by Jared Wilson. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think, you know, he's, again, he's somebody who is, reminds us that, again, that we all kind of have that brokenness that we live in. We all have that tendency to not live up to this standard that we see in Scripture. And that's actually part of the point, is that we can't. But, you know, that we have the grace of God that leads us into relationship with God, leads us to repentance. And I think that's a day-to-day journey that we have to live into. For me, I think there's a desire to have that gratitude for what Christ has done for me inform how I'm relating to other people. You know, not just loving those who think like I do, but intentionally loving those who maybe I disagree with pretty strongly. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see a lot of that, unfortunately.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you stick around, I want to closing. Today we're going to do something different because Matthew West's brand new is one of our May gift offers for WIB Incorporated, yours on CD for a gift of 45 or more. And I just am struck by, you know, whether it's Messy or Imperfect before God as his sons and daughters, or in our marriages and in our families and in our churches. And so I just am struck that we got to be real about that. And we've got to mm-hmm. be honest about it with ourselves. And then to say, hey, brother, I'm hearing your conservative trumpet way louder than I'm hearing your Jesus trumpet. And so anyhow, drink this song in and be interested in your closing thought of this powerful tune
sure.
from Matthew West. Truth be told, WWIB, 53 degrees. Good morning. Now, it's interesting because, like, Hillary steps in. She stepped in during the weather. So we haven't talked at all off air, but here
no,
you are on
here
air.
Here I am.
Which I guess is frequently
kind of
the
fun.
Case.
Yeah. It's kind of exciting. You never know what's going to happen. That's what makes First Cut fun.
So I have two things in mind. Do you have anything in mind?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's here. You go.
No, I have three things. Number one is.
Yes.
You and you're looking for a printer.
I am.
So my other job's One Source Imaging. They were a sponsor week one of March Hope and Hoops the last 2 years. And so I've got a sheet for you.
I know.
You
I'm very already. Excited as I look over this.
Yeah, you took a survey yesterday. I kind of surveyed you on the phone, mm-hmm. and we put it into the Bat computer, and that spit that out. I think that's the one for $99.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I told my husband that you were going to put it in a Bat computer, and he probably promptly looked at me and says, why don't we have a Bat computer? I want a Bat computer.
I don't love Batman. All right, so we'll talk more about that.
That's exciting.
All right, also,
yes.
Special events is pretty short today.
Yeah, it is. Just two things.
Scooter Day.
And Devil's Food Cake Day.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Delicious.
Why do they call it Devil's Food?
Because it's so good, it's bad. I have no idea.
Probably. People have said something is sinfully delicious. Can
yes.
I say that on Christian radio? Anyhow. all right. Well, sometimes the word is decadent.
Okay. Yes.
All words to describe desserts.
Delicious. Yes.
Have you ever had a battle between Devil's Food and Angel Food? See what happens.
I can't say that I have, but that sounds like a fun game. It's like cranking up the heat in the air conditioner and just letting them duke it out. Yeah.
Finally, something fun on Facebook is when it gives you memories of things you've done in the past.
Oh, yes. Okay. I looked at my memories today, too, and I'm like, this is a special day. You go.
No, you go ahead. What's yours?
Oh, a year ago today was Alyssa's confirmation.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, I mean, looking at the pictures of her faith journey and you know, bringing the family together for such a lovely day and a party. Mm. And so that was awesome. That was a year ago. And then it was like 2 or 3 years ago today that Becca performed piano at State. And, was the first place at State, and not just like, oh, these kids all got a one. No, like she actually
really
competed and was first place for her age group and had to do like a whole, like, you know, champions recital.
Yeah, and so she's worked hard at it, for
sure. She does.
Lots of opportunities for her. Well, speaking of music, my memory was two years ago today teaching Bible in Liberia.
Aww.
2 years ago yesterday, and this one came up, and I shared it on Facebook again. Break out in song every day, but that day, but they did like it, like their songs. Mm. I remember they liked this song. I taught them, "Love the Lord your God." And anyhow, we had fun. So good memory there. So
fun.
Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, hair salons opening today.
Yes.
And I asked Hillary earlier, I'm like, are you going to go back? Because you've been talking about your hair. Is just,
yes, it's very
you go
long.
With a very short
I typically
hairstyle.
Am very, very right. short, yes, but not right now.
And you thought that probably your hairstylist, you're going to maybe reach out,
yeah,
call.
I will call, but the thing is that Jan does a fantastic job, and she's very busy, and it usually, it can take weeks to get in on a normal time, and with everybody vying for those... You
I think
know.
It's limited to like 10 customers a day per stylist, something like that.
I
and they've
know.
Got to do a bunch of other things. But
so
they can open.
Very well.
They can open, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yay.
And so we've gotten to know each other.
Yes.
And you've talked
good
about
friends.
Your, and today, how would you describe your hair?
It's a half back.
It's a little different, right?
Yeah. I put it back in a half back, you know, because it's getting so shaggy around my face. So basically, you know, you take the front half and you pull it back and you fasten it with a barrette.
And again, we've worked together for a while now.
Yeah.
So off air, I just said, you know, and again, in the current climate in the world today, you know, be careful if you say anything to a female coworker.
Oh, no, you don't have to be careful with me.
Well,
I'm totally
okay,
fine.
But I'm just
but
the
in general, yeah.
So I just said to you... I don't know why exactly.
I'm still trying to
either.
Figure out that, too.
Okay.
I'm so curious.
Your hairstyle. I said, it looks like you're going to go thrift sailing today. So, no, because it was...
If you didn't catch that through the laughter, what he said, he walked in and he says, your hair looks like you're going to go thrift sailing today. And I said, I just was caught wondering.
Okay.
I didn't... Okay.
Why? Because...
Please tell me.
I don't know. It just kind of looked like... And you've talked recently about you like thrift sales and you miss them. And I think they returned.
So
also, they
do.
Were allowed with a bunch of other rules and regs, and
sailing.
Just have all the items 6 feet apart. But the fact is it just kind of struck me. I don't know. I was like, oh, it kind of looked like you'd be. It looks like it's very efficient, right? Functional.
Yeah,
like
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you
okay.
Go.
Efficient.
And that's the connection, the functionality, and just going to be going around, and I'm going to be
a woman on a mission.
I didn't know.
I never didn't know there was a look.
Yeah.
We can
but
take
was...
a picture and post it, ladies. If you're going to your stylist and you say, I want the thrift sale look.
No, I know that if I
business
wrote
business in the back and in the front.
If I wrote a memoir, it would be called Me and My Big Mouth. So I know that.
You and me both. Yeah, that's totally. Yeah.
There we go.
It was just so random. It just struck me. I didn't know that my hair had a specific thrift sailing look. And I'm pleased to know that now. Love you, Mark. You're awesome.
There we go. Well, you know, whenever anybody has just about any issue or question, they say Google it, or they say, hey, Google,
yes.
Right?
WebMD, here we come.
Well, guess what? Dr. Google is typically wrong when diagnosing medical problems.
Oh,
as
shocking.
A kid, we had this giant, it must have been 4 inches thick. It was called the Merck Medical Manual.
Oh, the Merck Manual, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we had before the Google.
Yeah.
Yes.
There used to be something called
Merck.
Encyclopedias. I'll tell my grandkids someday.
Yeah, World Books.
Not feeling well and want to know what's wrong. Well, in the digital age, we know people take their issues to Google and online symptom checkers. A new study, though, says sites dishing out medical opinions aren't very trustworthy.
Huh.
Researchers in Australia say online symptom checkers rarely provide the correct diagnosis on the first try. The sites were also found to give people bad information about when and where to seek a doctor's help.
So, good old-fashioned talking to a doctor is probably your best bet.
Televisits are on the rise.
They are.
From what I hear, those are going to be
a lot of insurance
the new
plans
normal.
Right now
right?
are really adjusting to encourage them more because of the cost-effectiveness of
further
them.
Further breakdown, the study looked at 36 international symptom checkers found on mobile devices in the internet. Researchers say that the first result was the correct diagnosis. Dun, 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 dun. Only 36% of the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your son or daughter comes home from school and said, I got a 36.
Yeah, you're going to not be as happy with that.
The correct medical problem was found in the top three results in only 52% of the searches.
Oh, wow. that's even almost worse.
And that's not so good.
Wow.
So.
Huh. Boy, all those years of like med school and internships and residency and all that. You're saying they actually are important and they learn stuff. That's crazy.
The study adds,
oh goodness,
that information about when to see a doctor and where to go was right only 49% of the time.
Heaven help us.
Oh,
you know, it's even like with vaccines, and we were hearing so much about once we get a vaccine, and that's why the stock market went up, because somebody said that they're close to getting a vaccine that's going to work on COVID. The fact is like even the vaccine for the flu, right? That's pretty spotty. Yes. It's usually almost always below 50%.
Right, exactly. So. Yeah.
One of my themes of life is something's better than nothing. I don't know. That seems to play into this.
Well, we are always symptomatic of great music and lyrics you can trust. Here
nice segue, Caleb.
You can charge us of that.
Well played.
WWIB, the passing of a spiritual giant today, world-renowned Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias, passing away at his home in Atlanta today from a rare form of cancer in his spine. And to pay tribute, we thought we'd devote this segment to something. We've got it up at the WIB Facebook page, a link from his ministry website written by his daughter. And so we'll just kind of collectively share this with you. Sarah Davis, his daughter, Ravi's daughter, says, on January 4th, my dad recited a stanza from this hymn from the late Richard Baxter. It goes like this. Lord, it belongs not to my care whether I die or live. To love and serve thee is my share, and this thy grace must give. If life be long, I will be glad that I may long obey. If short, yet why should I be sad to welcome endless day?
Christ leads me through no darker rooms than he went through before. He that unto God's kingdom comes must enter by this door. Come, Lord, when grace hath made me meet thy blessed face to see. For if thy work on earth be sweet, what will thy glory be?
Then I shall end my sad complaints and weary, sinful days, and join with the triumphant saints that sing my Savior's praise. My knowledge of that life is small. The eye of faith is dim, but 'tis enough that Christ knows all, and I shall be with him.
Ravi Zacharias' daughter, Sarah Davis, continues in the tribute to her dad, says, none of us could have imagined just 2 months after reciting that last stanza that my dad would learn he had cancer and he would experience the realization of this more than 300-year-old hymn so soon. Today we affirm, as my dad recited and Baxter penned, but 'tis enough that Christ knows all and I shall be with him. I've got goosebumps. My dad at 74 has joined with the triumphant saints that sing his Savior's praise. We who knew and loved him celebrate his life and, more importantly, his Savior.
It was his Savior, Jesus Christ, that my dad always wanted most to talk about. Even in his final days, until he lacked the energy and breath to speak, he turned every conversation to Jesus and what the Lord had done. He perpetually marveled that God took a 17-year-old skeptic, defeated in hopelessness and unbelief, and called him into a life of glorious hope and belief in the truth of Scripture, a message he would carry across the globe for 48 years.
His thoughts and conversations in recent years and his final weeks were saturated with gratitude for this team of evangelists, apologists, and staff that he called family, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. He spoke of our evangelists' tender hearts and their love for people. Some have said my dad blazed a trail when he began commending the Christian faith and addressing life's great questions of meaning nearly five decades ago. As one friend dear to him remarked, he has also paved that path, desiring that his teammates around the world would continue so untold millions might know the same Jesus he faithfully served, the one he now sees face to face.
Ravi Zacharias' daughter, Sarah Davis, continues about her dad, Ravi, who died at age 74 today. She says, my dad's humility, grace, tenderness for people, and above all, love for the Lord are forever imprinted on my mind, my heart, and my life. His love for our family will be impossible to replace until we join him in heaven one day. Ravi and Margie just celebrated their 48th wedding anniversary. My mother was entirely committed to my dad's calling into this ministry, believing God called them together. I cannot recall even one moment when I saw her commitment to this calling weaken, because she always placed unwavering trust in the God who called them and in his purposes. We experienced God's kindness and faithfulness in so many ways as we felt him journeying with us and bringing my dad home. For this, we're at peace and filled with deep gratitude to God for the innumerable expressions of his love. Naomi, Nathan, and I are deeply grateful for your continuing prayers for our mother, Margie, and the many expressions of love you've shown to her and to us.
Soon our family will gather for a graveside service. In the days ahead, we will provide details for public memorial service to be held in Atlanta and streamed around the world.
And she finishes this way. The Gospel of John records these words of Jesus, "Because I live, you also will live," from John 14:19. 7 words, she says, that changed the trajectory of Ravi Zacharias's life some 57 years ago. It is a verse etched on his grandmother's gravestone and will be etched on his too. "Today, my beautiful father is more alive than he has ever been." We thank God for him and recommit our lives to sharing this truth with all who will hear until he calls us to our eternal home. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.